Oh, what a cracking tune that is. Chairman of the Board would give me just a little more time. And he is chairman of the board, in a way. He's got a voice, a beautiful singing voice, I think, haven't you, Phil?
I was just wondering whether you would tempt me to sing along to that.
But did you want to have a go? I don't mind if you just want to sing.
Secretly recording so that you could play it back at me at some stage. I didn't fall for your trick, Michelle.
Now, I'm joined on the phone by a noisy Phil. He is one of the Billericay street pastors, and he does pop in to see us here at Phoenix quite a bit. Before we talk about the event that's coming up, Phil, tell people, if they're not aware of what the street pastors do, tell us all about the stuff that you do.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Michelle. Well, in Brentwood and Billericay, you have street pastors that are going out on Friday and Saturday nights just to look after anybody that becomes vulnerable overnight. So we go out sort of around about 9 o'clock, and we patrol up and down the different high streets, and just without judging anybody, but if we come across anybody that's got a little bit worse for wear or lost or whatever, for whatever reason, need some help, then we're there to offer that help as and when we can.
And how many is in the team? Because they're all over the, there are street passers all over the UK, aren't there?
There are, yeah. Well, in Essex, we've got, so currently we've got 11 projects, and there's two or three maybe that might be launching over the next year and a half or so. And yes, they are spread throughout the country, and there's some abroad now as well. So it's definitely international now, and just trying to go out just to help people as and where we can.
Now, you've got an event coming up in Chelmsford called Word and Worship, and it's actually the founder, I didn't realise, the founder of Street Pastors, Les Isaacs, and it's a massive event that's happening in Chelmsford on the 16th of September. So what can people expect by going along?
Well, what's happened is because obviously we're doing, we're seeing the project grow in Essex, and more people are wanting to get involved, etc., and there seems to be a good feeling that this is something worthwhile and all communities can benefit. The founder, the Reverend Les Isaacs, who started Street Pastors in London in 2003, he's going to come and basically hold an evening where he's just informing everybody what's going on, what's the future hold, but also as a time for all the street pastors in Essex and further away to come together, or anybody that's thinking about becoming a street pastor, or just people that want to know a little bit more about what is it we do, why do we do it, what's the ethics behind it, that sort of stuff. He just wants to hold an evening where we can celebrate everything that's to do with street pastors. And also, his son's coming along, Jake, who, again, is a well-recognised worship leader within church circles. Mm-hmm. And we've got the pleasure of him coming to lead us as well. So it's going to be really good time of coming together, a bit of celebration and a bit of a joining together of all the different groups.
And not only you've got like the storytelling and, talking about the journey of street pastors, there'll be music as well.
Oh, yeah. So Jake will be sort of, I imagine that they're going to do it sort of, a bit in two halves maybe, where Jake will be doing the music and to lead us through different songs and different styles of worship, that type of thing. And then Les will be telling us what's been going on and using real life circumstances and telling us where street pastors have been helping, and hopefully sharing some of the positive feedback that we seem to be getting as well from all sorts of different areas of the community. So it just seems to be something, every now and then we have these ideas. Some things are for different reasons and some things don't quite work. Well, this idea of people from the local church volunteering, going out, just helping people with no other agenda really than just to help. It just seems to be something that's really community spirited and seems to be well received. So that's what we're going to be celebrating next Wednesday.
And it is the Christian thing to do, because you think about it, a lot of people, you can become very insular if you're involved in any churches. You can just be like, we've got our beliefs and this is what we do. But to actually go out and give something back must be, it's a tremendous thing.
It is a principle of being a generally a good person, but also obviously within Christian circles, we go and we listen to church and we sort of hear the teachings of Jesus where he goes out and he helps people. And in fact, so many stories about he'll help the person that no one else naturally finds it easy to help. We all sort of see different things, don't we, in life when we go along, and we see people we're not quite sure what to do, or we sort of across the street, and, you know, sometimes we're a little bit nervous, where it could well be that that person just needs help at that point. So we're trying to follow his example, and just by doing stuff and being stuff, rather than saying it or preaching at people. So we're using works, doing stuff on behalf of people to show that actually there is a good way to live. And the people of the churches can actually get involved. And, you know, if they're over 18 and they've been in a local church for over a year and their local minister supports their application to become a street pastor, then that's the type of person that gets involved. And it does seem to be very rewarding for people that do it as well. You know, there's so many tales I could tell you where the street pastors come back and tell me what they've done or who they've helped or what the situation was that they got involved in. And it seems to be uplifting for the people that are involved. So everybody gets a bit of a benefit from it.
Now, if people want to follow you on Twitter, you're at Billericay S for Sugar P for Peter. This event is a Christian Growth Centre at Hanbury Road, Widford Industrial Estate at Chelmsford.
Right.
Its tickets are from £8. It's on the 16th of September. Doors open at 7 and it starts at 7:45.
That's right. But people can pay on the door as well. So don't worry if you haven't managed to get in contact with anybody that's got tickets. Come and say hello on the door and just pound the door. Or if you are struggling for money, come and speak to me and then we might be able to come to an arrangement. I want as many people there as possible to listen to the story. So that's my main drive, to share the good news and to show people and expose people to the good news that Les Isaacs will bring us.
And what else have you got coming up over the next couple? Because it's coming up to getting towards Christmas. I don't even want to mention that word, really.
Oh,
I just did.
Michelle.
Sorry,
what's the date?
Around the 25th, isn't it? Something like that, I don't know.
Oh, Michelle. No, not the date of Christmas.
How could you not? You're a Christian, how could you not know that? Phil, I'm surprised.
You are so silly. No, I meant now. It's only the beginning of September and you're talking about it.
I know, but
I mean, there's so much going on before then. This weekend is the Essex show at Barleyland.
Yep.
And Street Pastors have got a stall in the emergency services section. Essex Police have invited us to share what we do, because obviously we partner with different agencies, and one of those is the police.
Mm.
We try to help the ambulance, we try to help, you know, all sorts of different people. So we're going to be at the Essex show at Barleyland this weekend, both in the emergency services section and in also the church's tent, just to sort of help out in there as well. What else we've got coming out? Obviously, there's going to be Billericay Fireworks Night.
Yep.
Guess when that is, Michelle?
I don't know.
November. It's when most fireworks nights are. So, yeah, there's loads of stuff going on. I do actually put out quite a bit on social media through our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And obviously through Twitter, the things that we're going to try and get involved in and just to help our community.
Yeah.
One of the other things that we're excited about is possibly that in the future, there might be a project in Basildon. Because at the moment, Basildon and Thurrock and Wickford and Canby, they haven't got their own projects.
Yeah.
So we're thinking of helping there. And we're also in conversation with the rail networks to see whether there is a form of street pastors that can help in and around the railways and the railway lines, and, you know, people that become desperate, maybe that just need a little bit of help. Can we help out in those areas as well? So the project as it is we're keeping our eyes open as to the other opportunities that we can help out our communities, not only during the nighttime economy, but also during the day as well. So, you know, there's lots going on, and it's very exciting and a great project to be a part of.
Lovely. Well, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Hopefully I'll see you in the studio again soon.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to see you out on patrol one night.
You keep saying that, don't you?
You keep promising me.
I know, but the thing is, you do these things. I know, and you work and everything else. But by the time it gets to Friday, I'm exhausted. So I know how much, and you guys all work, and you still go out all night on Friday, and you still go out all night on Saturday to look after other people.
I'm not listening, Michelle. You promised me. And what's the question of today?
I can't say about the question of the day.
And what was my response to your question of the day, Michelle?
The words that you don't want to hear is, I don't want to come out on street patrol.
Yeah, the words I don't want to hear is you promising me again that you're going to come out, and then you don't.
God, you get so nasty.
Well, you know, you keep promising me, and I keep getting all excited, and then you don't come out. Come out on patrol with us one night, Michelle, see what we do.
I'm not going to say anything now, because I can't promise to say I will do, because you won't believe me.
bring Bob or Paul or who's that guy that you talk to quite a lot in the afternoon?
Scott Ross.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
Or Scott, yeah, one of the other presenters. Come out with one of them if you're a bit scared to come out on your own.
I'll be fine. Don't you worry. I'll be fine. Don't say it like that. Well, thank you very much for having a chat with us today. Don't forget, if you do want to find out more, it's Billericay SP. You can find on Twitter. There's also a Facebook page. Words and Worship is going to be held at Christian Growth Centre, Hanbury Road in Whitford Industrial Estate at Chelmsford. It kicks off at 7 p.m. 7:45 p.m. is when it's actually going to start. But you need to get there for 7. And it's going to be founder of the street passers, Les Isaacs, and also featuring his son, Jake Isaac, who's going to be performing some music. So it's going to be light and good storytelling. It's people are interested in faith as well, and also interested in what the street passers do.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much for broadcasting it for us, Michelle, and it'll be great to see people there.
Lovely. All right, thanks then, Phil. You take care.
See you, my dear.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye. Oh, I do like him. He's got such a great voice for radio. I think he should have his own show. 10:41, let's play some Taylor Swift with Wildest Dreams, and I'll be back with some travel after this.